I'm Phil Nee with sports. There's high school softball on the schedule for today, weather and grounds permitting. Among those, Richland Center playing its second game of the week with a home game against Pecatonica scheduled for this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Reedsburg plays at Portage, River Ridge at Darlington, Highland is at Fenimore, and Riverdale opens up its softball season with a 4:30 game against Cashton. It's Scales Mound playing at Southwestern. In softball yesterday, most games that were played and completed were played in warm weather states. It was Wittenberg-Burnhamwood beating Adams Friendship 12-6 in a tournament in Florida. Falkville, Alabama and Dodgeville tied at 4 in the Gulf Coast Classic, which is happening in Alabama. Mineral Point was a winner 14-4 over Vernon Hills in the Gulf Coast Classic. And also the Pointers lost to Orange Beach, Alabama by a score of 12-0. Heritage Academy defeated Baraboo 10-3 in Mesa, Arizona. The Richland Center baseball team is headed to Missouri next week, a first time ever for the program, and head coach Ryan Lemke told me this week the team is speeding up the process of getting ready for those first games.
We're forced to this year. We've got our first game of the season is on April 1st down in Columbia, Missouri, so we are forced to. We're on a shot clock right now, so whether we like it or not, we're going to be playing in 70 degree temperature a week from yesterday.
Yeah, in fact, our forecast here is calling for a high of 42, so you'll be kind of living the dream that day, won't you?
Right. Those are one of those times where you're on a baseball field and you look at your weather app and you kind of just smile and happy to be on a field playing ball and not have to be wearing 16 layers to do it.
Well, tell us how this opportunity came about for the Hornets.
Yeah, it's been a long time in the making. I had this opportunity when I was a player in Chicagoland area, as well as a volunteer coach in the Chicagoland area. A lot of the area high schools would go down on a southern trip, and thought it was a great tradition. So that's what I've kind of been working on for the last few years almost, to bring something like that for our student-athletes at Richland Center High School and start with the baseball team and a nice long southern trip and an opportunity to play some games as well as an awesome bonding experience. But it's certainly been a long road to get this thing planned, and now it's we're on the eve of going. So we're really excited about it.
What is the schedule for next week's games, Ryan?
We've got 7 games in 4 days, so it should be jam-packed. Hopefully everyone brought their pitching arms with them. But we are going to play 4 varsity games, a game Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then we're going to have 3 varsity reserve games that we're going to play down there as well. So they'll be logged as JV games in our overall record, but they're a great opportunity for our varsity guys that don't get a ton of playing time to see what they've got and show off and demonstrate, and as everyone's earning innings for the upcoming season.
That's Ryan Lemke, Richland Center baseball coach. His team playing those 4 varsity games and 3 varsity reserve games next week in Missouri. The Hornets' first game and in Wisconsin will not happen until a couple of weeks yet. Merchants Bowling League action from last night. Series high, Granite Valley, 2,903. Goplin Insurance, 2,843. Bubbling Springs and Richland Locker each had 2,825s. Team high game, Goplin Insurance at 10,35. Bubbling Springs at 10,34. Gauger Salvage at 10,12. Kevin Genthy with a 6,88 series. Matt Fargin, a 6,70. Jacob Layton, a 6,67. Top games, Matt Fargin with a 269, Jacob Layton a 267, Kevin Genthy a 258, Tim Callen had a 219 in Merchants League action last night at the Phoenix Center. Well, the Brewers start the 2025 Major League Baseball season in New York this afternoon against the Yankees. That's a 5 minutes after 2 first pitch time. Pregame time 1:30 on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Your home for Brewer baseball all season long. The two division leaders met last season with the Yankees winning 2 out of 3. Milwaukee has scheduled Freddy Peralta to start the game against Carlos Rodon. The Brewers Cardinals are looking that their high-powered spring training offensive performance might carry over into the regular season. Lots of highlights today on the opening day of baseball. Juan Soto, Blake Snell, and Clay Holmes debut for new teams. Sandy Alcantara returns from Tommy John surgery a week after the defending champion Dodgers swept an opening two-game series over the Chicago Cubs in Tokyo. 26 other teams get underway Thursday's opening day in the U.S. and Canada. One day later tomorrow, the Rays and Rockies become the final clubs to take the field, given extra time, while Tampa Bay moved into the Yankees' Steinbrenner Field, its temporary home this season after Hurricane Milton destroyed Tropicana Field's roof. A balanced scorecard made the game competitive, but too much firepower was missing from the Bucks lineup Wednesday. That cost the team a 127-117 defeat at Denver. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo were out. 26 points from Brook Lopez led seven players in double figures. Milwaukee has a record of 40-32 with 10 games left in the regular season, starting with a home game against Atlanta coming up on Sunday. In other action from the NBA last night, a few other contests were played, and they include a win for Washington over Philadelphia, 119-114, the Clippers 126, New York 113, Toronto 116, Brooklyn 86, it was the Lakers 120, Indiana 119, and Boston 132, Phoenix 102. Badgers junior guard Cameron Hunter becomes the first Badger men's basketball player to enter the transfer portal this offseason. Hunter came to Madison before last season after two strong years at Central Arkansas. He averaged 15.5 points, 5 rebounds, and 3.9 assists per game there. He played 11 games for Coach Greg Gard, scoring 3 points. Hunter had to deal with injuries and sickness during his time with the team. And the NCAA brackets now will be continuing today with games including BYU versus Alabama. That one is just after 6 tonight, followed by Arizona and Duke at the Prudential Center. And at the Chase Center in the West, it's Maryland taking on Florida at right around 6:40 tonight. And Arkansas will follow against Texas Tech. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports for a Thursday morning.